I didn't realize I left that on. Hey, we're back with Table Talk.
You left the audio on?
The blomp. So as soon as I came back, the blomp hit. That was. I'm sorry, I was distracted by goat husbandry. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
And we're not talking about the care and feeding of me. That's not what we're talking about.
Completely different kind of goat.
Yeah.
So
my goats are starting to get that kind of like Viking horn like curvature to it. It's kind of funny.
Swole goat. We're going to start in quadrant four, which is Eno as played by Roz, or Roz as played by Eno. We're never really sure.
Sure.
Where does one begin? Where does the other end?
Exactly.
Do they?
That's true.
Any employees of note?
Man, you know, there were good moments with both Dren and Thunuk, and I think the one that I really lost it at, and I don't remember the exact line that caused me to lose it, but when Dren was talking to that guy it was in the bathroom, right? Were you in the bathroom? Or is it,
no,
you went
I didn't
to the bathroom.
In the bathroom. I was upset about that.
Okay, so maybe you had left the bathroom and then you started talking to that guy. That was
Mr. Fancy.
Yeah, there was something there that I lost it. I can't remember the line now. Because so many things happened. But yeah, then Thunuk talking to the tiefling woman about flowers. That was pretty good.
Bonding over plants.
Yeah.
Well, continuing around in an anti-clockwise motion, that would bring us to the aforementioned goat, of which we apparently need four.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm my biggest enemy, my least favorite person in the world. I don't want four.
Which is why we can't keep you all in the same place, as we just learned.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually a valid point then. wow. Okay. Yeah. This, I remember us touching on why did Eno leave Waterdeep? Now we know why Eno left Waterdeep, and more so. And yeah, Eno, what the hell did you do?
Listen, I was young. You know, they offered me a lot of money. I wrote a song.
See,
bad things happened, and I left.
See, that's all I know, and I'm both not looking forward to and looking forward to finding out what exactly this song's all about. The Shrew Mouse Wars? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's happening under the layer of veneer that is Waterdeep that I'm looking forward to learning about.
Waterdeep is just
how long has it been going on?
Waterdeep is just it's just a veneer. Now we're gonna get into like the real power struggle within Waterdeep. Like everything else is just like, you know how they always say, we can't tell people about the monsters because they'll freak out. You know, like the whole, you know, precept of this is like everything else is just window dressing, so everyone will live their normal lives and not freak out because listen, you don't want to know about the horrors. Of rodent ores. I mean, it gets to be, it's ugly. Going to Clues, as played by Dremai Gemweaver.
I kind of like the scene where Thunuk is trying on his clothes. I think that was visually one of my favorites. Just because I can picture him almost doing the, like you said, like the 90s dress up thing, but then once he gets it right, it's like, oh, look at my butt in the mirror and switching things around, and you know, big old fear bug, which is like, I feel pretty.
It's like, so if it's like the 90s sitcom, right? It's like every time he comes out of the dressing room, it's like laugh track, oh, look at this, I'm ridiculous. And then you get to the one where he comes out all dressed up, and the whole audience has to go on, whoa, you know?
And it's slow motion swishing around, like very.
If it's anime, you know, there's sparkles in the background.
Maybe it's Maybelline, you know, something.
With the beard, though, just.
Yeah, with the beard. Wait, does Finnick have a beard?
Very, very slight beard.
A small, yeah. So it's got to be the crazy hair.
I liked that we learned about that the tongue rock is for not for polite company. That's a by yourself
private time.
Private time thing. Good to know. We also learned that there is no good news.
There's no bad news either.
It's cyclical. Interested in all of how you all decided to approach the networking. Because I've learned I can't try to plan for it. Because it doesn't matter. You're going to turn it on its ear. So that we got a chance to see that, you know, we've tied a pulled a little thread here for Drenmai's mark. We'll have to see how that plays out. I liked the... Mr. Snooty Pants. I liked that we got to see a little bit of an impromptu concert, and then we got a performance role the way we did, because that's just going to be fun to see how that goes. And I'm interested to see introducing Chesna. That was kind of unexpected. I just sort of made her up on the spot. I didn't know that was going to be a thing, but now apparently you have a friend that you're riding around on. And but I am...
Change of pace.
I'm deeply looking forward to seeing what's going to happen now that Drenmai is the tallest person in the group. Now that we have two mouse eyes.
She totally won't hold that over anyone's head at all.
Get it? Hold it over their head because she's taller.
already so. Over our head.
That was something I was toying around with all week. I'm like, what? How am I gonna? And I was like, no, make them small. So, so now we're going to have micecapades, I guess, or something. We'll see how that turns out.
Which one's Pinky and which one's the brain?
It could go either way.
Dips on Pinky. I mean, clearly, Thunic is Pinky. He's abnormally tall for a mouse, and he's kind of a little bit dim-witted with sparks of wisdom here and there.
Yeah,
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I don't know, Brain. Three men in a bathtub seems kind of unsanitary.
This time you put the pants on the chimpanzee. I think so, Brain, but burlap chafes me so.
Wait, chimpanzee?
Get it. There were some really good double entendres that they dropped in there on some of those where it's just like, wait, what? Animaniac still has my favorite gag of all time where it was they're doing detectives and it's Yakko going, Dot, dust for Prince. And she goes, look, I found Prince. And she's holding Prince. He goes, no, fingerprints. She looks at him and she goes, I don't think so.
It's United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too. Yeah.
My wife could do that song too, because she would do that for her kids for Spanish-speaking countries. Although some of those countries don't exist anymore.
No, he did do an updated one.
Yep,
that's true. I can tell I'm getting heat exhausted when I start singing the parts of the Brain song.
yep.
So we talked about it before, very very briefly. What's in a breakfast mead? We mentioned that Eno would have a breakfast mead. What would a breakfast mead be? If you're going to be the kind of dude to do kegs and eggs.
I'd imagine, because it's all honey-based for mead. Maybe to have the starchy bit, you'd mix it with, like, potato or something. And that gives you more of a hearty.
What about banana? Banana's a breakfast fruit.
Mm-hmm.
What about mead?
But when you ferment a banana?
There's some liqueurs that use fermented banana. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to mix it with. I'm trying to, like.
Oh.
Banana. Yeah.
It's like the taste visualization with honey.
Wait, mead is honey based. Therefore, we would have waffles and other things that have honey on them. Usually,
waffle mead.
Yeah.
I mean, then you could just you could do honey maple. And oats, and then you would
and reduced mead as a syrup, and you have a mead tankard on the side, and
yeah, it needs to have a little maple flavor to it. Then,
it doesn't have to have maple flavor to it. You know, that's I never had maple syrup on anything until I moved to the States. It was honey or just table syrup, and There's a lot of good toppings that aren't maple syrup, and you guys are missing out if that's all you're sticking to. But yeah, imagine, no.
Imagine if it's a mead based syrup. It's a syrup that's a mead, and you're supposed to put it on your pancakes, but Eno just came down and just drank the syrup.
I like it.
Like that scene from Super Troopers. And he burps and says, I'm all that is tiefling.
I like it. It was a mead syrup that just smelled vaguely like alcohol. I was like, nope, down the gullet. Just done.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, we won't dive into the whole, hey, what color do people wear when they mourn? Because that's kind of a little morbid for the moment. So.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm sure we'll have a conversation about that when it makes a little bit more sense, but not right after we've transmorphed two of our characters into mice. Adorable mice, to be sure, because, you know, why would you not have them be adorable mice?
I'm still trying to figure out why two of us got zapped.
Maybe with, I will say, without tipping my hand, there.
You're going to be tipping your hand, I think.
No. There was a mechanic that I thought about to make it make sense, in rather than just saying, hey, this is what's going to happen for the sake of storytelling without doing like a deus ex machina. There was a thought process there that I was mulling over all week for how would this make sense within the narrative, so that way if we do decide to ever unravel it, there's something there, as opposed to, hey, the dungeon master just decided that you're all mice, or you're two-thirds mice.
I mean, I'm fine with it, and I'll just stay a mouse.
Yeah.
And listen, that's that is a legitimate tactic, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But yeah, whenever I try to put anything, I try not to ever do just, I'm going to do it because I'm the DM and I can do whatever I want. I technically can,
yeah,
but
technically,
but it always leads to, I mean, and you could always do like the backfill thing, right? Where if you decide to go investigate this one thing that I had no intention of you ever investigating, that, okay, yeah, I can kind of retroactively, I could do like retcon to it and like, oh yeah, no, this, all this stuff happened. But a lot of the times I try to at least have a couple threads there. So that way it makes, one, it makes sense to me, but two, it doesn't feel like I'm cheating. Well, for the sake of story, bleh, you know, because enough of that happens during the game, just in the normal tactics of the game. But yeah, that way, if you guys ever decide to pull on a thread, I can say, oh, well, this is blah, 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 blah. So.
Yeah.
That's my, and other DMs might do it another way, and that's fine. I'm not as masterful as some of the other DMs that they can just lay these pieces down and tug on them years later. I'm like, oh my God, he really meant for that to happen.
I'm going to bring up a thing I've probably talked about in the past, but Neil Gaiman did a talk at a school, I forget where, might have been Oxford, might have been somewhere, one of the Ivy Leagues, but it was one of those on-stage interviews things.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, which do you prefer, writing books or writing comics? And he says, I prefer writing comics, because that way I can just toss random crap into the comics. And if I have a problem somewhere in the future that I need rectifying, I could just go back to a past issue, find random crap, use that, and make it look like it was intentional all along. If I do that in a book, I had to come up with that, or now I have to rewrite three chapters. So D&D is comic books.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just started listening to the Sandman.
The audio play.
Yeah, that he wrote, and it's really good so far. It's very, very good. And I could just listen to Neil Gaiman talk because he's got a very soothing, calming
voice. He does.
And you just feel like everything will be okay. Cool. Do we have any other stuff going on this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I'm building this thing. It's a little wooden R2-D2.
Ooh.
Cool.
Because I don't know what else to do with myself. I've run out of stuff to disassemble or repair. And I think I'm giving up on these webcams from the laptops because none of them want to work.
So now you're going the opposite way. You're going to make stuff.
Yes. I repaired my phone twice. I repaired my old phone once. So I'm gonna mech the things. Oh, I have a metal one too.
Ooh.
I'm gonna make that one next week. So I'll have a wooden
that.
One and a metal one.
Wow. Yeah. Fancy, fancy. And are we still in Super Mario World?
No, I started playing Mass Effect last week.
That's right, you did start playing Mass Effect.
It was a lot of fun.
How far into it? How far into it did you get? I'm just curious.
I'm still on the first planet. I'm on the prologue, I think.
Yeah. So you're still looking for. I'm trying to remember all the characters' names right now.
I'm not trying to look for a person. I'm trying to look for an artifact.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Right. And you okay? Yeah, yeah. Okay, I know where you are. Yeah, you're in for a fun ride. You're in for a fun ride. The first game was really, really well done.
My one complaint is I spent like a week trying to get my controller to work on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got it to work. That game through Steam refuses to work with controller. It's keyboard only. And it's obviously designed for a controller.
Like, yes.
So
with the different, because I think it changes when you're aiming. I think there. I'm trying to remember the first game because I remember there was. Man, I'm really trying to remember because I know if you went into sniper mode and
the button layouts and the keyboard versus the keyboard layout, you can tell it was never meant for a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have the wheels that are going to be doing different things for issuing like squad commands or changing out your armor or changing out your guns or changing out your ammo and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that not playing well on a keyboard because you're like holding things down as you're like swiveling around that and
yeah. So I'm pretty much just stuck going guess it's not going to work precisely the way it was. I'll just mm-hmm. muscle through it.
Yeah,
but it's fun.
Yeah,
it's very fun.
It's the first two games are very well made in terms of storytelling. Even the control layout. I mean, they made some like quote unquote improvements going into the second game. I think they actually included a better cover mechanic
mm-hmm.
for the second game. But for the most part, it's been years since I played it, but it holds up. It's solid. And the world they built around it with all the encyclopedia stuff that you're going to unlock throughout as they start explaining the technology and some of the history of the world. I thought they were going to build out a whole franchise out of it where they were going to have RTS games. They were going to have flight simulator games. They were going to have.
They were. Sorts,
and
they were.
And they didn't.
Andromeda destroyed that plan. Andromeda.
I thought they were
going
to do it before they got to Andromeda. I thought they were going to set it with. Well, I thought they were just going to do it within the.
Andromeda was supposed to be the first one into that.
Then Andromeda happened. Well.
In defense of the developers, that was a management thing.
I have no doubt.
Yeah. I'm no sorry, doubt. But yes.
Anyway.
That's what I'm doing.
Anyhow, okay, so they have that in late to the game. I'm going to try streaming this week in the mornings. As I learn how to code very poorly and make a video game. But I found a new tutorial that's doing a much better job that it already is playing and doing cool things. So I'm hoping in the mornings that that'll be kind of like from around 7:30-ish until about 9-ish to play in that space for a little bit and then see what I broke because that's pretty much what I do. I break code.
That's about right.
Yeah.
It's the best way to learn.
Yes, it is. Break things and then figure out how you broke them. Clues and Raj, you guys got anything coming up?
Nah.
Okay.
Not specifically.
Alrighty. Well, hopefully we'll have some official word on what's going on with Unplugged very soon. I mean, we all think we know it's Philadelphia's canceled all events.
It's officially, yeah.
Yeah, but just to see officially what they're going to have that email come out. Hopefully we'll know.
I'd say you probably... in the next couple weeks.
I mean, I figured they were going to wait till after online to
mm-hmm.
do everything before they make any other announcements. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in and watching. And we'll be back next week. So at same bad time, we're not going to be at the 4 p.m. time slot to continue on with the Team Xenagogue Adventures. We will see you next week. Have an awesome week, everybody. Be cool.
Bye-bye.